Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you joining us here today. Listen, we are tickled pink to have all of our guests that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. We have you here with us every single week, checking us out, listening in, all that good stuff. And listen, today's show is no different at all. We are going to be talking about what we call a social awareness segment with Domestic Violence Awareness, which is this month. So Domestic Violence Awareness is this month, and we're excited because we have with us in the virtual studio the founder of Touching Heart, and they are here to talk to us about domestic violence, and she's backed by popular demand. Brooks J. Young is going to be joining the show to talk about some of the myths and some of the realities, some of the statistics around domestic violence, just to raise your awareness. And I got to tell you, this is so super exciting. Our sponsor looked at the promotion that went out last night about the show and said, you know what, we want to support Touching Heart, so we want to give 10% of any sales made from your listeners, any sales made on beautyinallshades.com, beautyinallshades.com, any sales made, 10%, where you reference that the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and you do that by putting my email in, charvettem@aol.com, and we'll put all the information on our blog and website and all that good stuff. But for a whole entire week, from today until next Tuesday at midnight, any listeners that purchase on our sponsor website, which is Motives Cosmetics, you know about Motives from Lala. Yes, Lala's Full Court Life and all that good stuff you see on VH1. Any of the cosmetics that are purchased on beautyinallshades.com, 10% of the purchases price, that will be donated to Touching Heart, which is the organization you're going to hear about in the first segment. Wasn't that awesome? So big shout out to Julie in Richmond. She's one of their national trainers, and she's in the Richmond division. And so she is offering that promotion again, beautyinallshades.com. You go there, you make a purchase. Then they will ask you what email referred you to the site. You put in my name, charvettem@aol.com, and they will know you're a listener. And guess what? They will give 10% of purchases back to Touching Heart, which supports domestic violence awareness. So we are excited about that. But listen, I think you need to put your hands together for that. Woohoo! Big shout out to Motives Cosmetics. So we'll touch more on that later on in the show. All right, so we're starting off talking with Brooks J. Young. Then we're going to move into an author spotlight. We have a dynamic author that is going to be joining us. I'm telling you, we love our authors. We love authors. And we have a young lady. She's on her book tour, her virtual book tour. Author Leslie Sherrod, and she is the author of Losing Hope, and she's going to be joining us in the second segment. And then in the third segment, we have another dynamic author, Michelle Robinson. She's the author of Right Before My Eyes. So you're going to get to hear about those page turners and support those authors. All right, so I think you are ready to get started with our first guest again, who I'm bringing to the mic right now. Again, Brooks Day. Jay Young. She is the founder of Touching Heart. They have a campaign, awareness campaign called Stop the Cover Up. Again, targeted specifically around domestic violence. Every day, millions of women across the country suffer at the hands of their abusers. Many are living in fear. They don't have any place to go. They don't have anywhere to call home. And it's a stigma. If you are suffering or have suffered from domestic violence. And so the point of the Stop the Cover Up is to raise the awareness so that people feel like they have resources and have help and have people that they can go to. So without further ado, going to the mic right now, bringing on the air Ms. Brooks J. Young. Thanks for stopping by, Brooks.
Hi, Charvette. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. We're excited to have you back here again within the official month of Domestic Violence Awareness, and for you to talk to our listeners about some of the statistics and some of the things that you really want to raise the awareness on. So let's start off talking about Touching Heart, which is the company or the organization that you founded. Tell us a little bit about why you founded it and what you are there to do to service the community.
Okay, Touching Heart was founded in December 2004. We're going on 8 years this year. The purpose of the organization is to help women survivors and their children of domestic violence. Not only do we provide housing, we provide resources, education, community literacy programs, and all other sorts of emergency clothing, bus tickets, whatever the women need, that's what we try to our best to assist with. And if we can't, we refer them to other organizations who possibly can. Just over the last week, I believe I've probably spoke with at least 70 or more women who wanted to get out of domestic violence. And if you know a little bit about domestic violence, it's very hard to place women because all the shelters are full. Our home can only house 12 women. So if my waiting list right now is over 200 women on a waiting list. That's a lot of women to one organization. So we're trying to do more, get some more homes and eventually an apartment complex because that's how bad it is right now. Women just want to be safe. They just need a home or they're homeless. And we do help the homeless because I am a homeless survivor. So that's basically our organization.
And where are you located?
We're in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, but the issue, the problem is nationwide, would you say?
Yes, it's nationwide. It doesn't matter what color you are, what race, what your education background. It doesn't matter. It crosses all barriers, all backgrounds, all ethnicities. It's so shocking at times because I've had doctors call me. I've had lawyers call me. I've had men call. So it's not, you know, if you're poor, that's the only people who, you know, becomes a victim of domestic violence. It can be a doctor, lawyer, anyone can become a victim.
Wow, it does not discriminate, does not discriminate.
At all.
And so for those that are listening, let's level set and define what is considered domestic violence.
Domestic violence is basically it's a violent confrontation between family or household members or any person that you're involved with, whether it's your significant other, whether you're bisexual, it doesn't matter. Anyone can be a victim of domestic violence. So even if you're in a relationship with a lesbian couple, it can be a domestic violence situation. So that's pretty much it. Physical, emotional, psychological, financial, spiritual abuse, all those are signs of domestic violence. I hear all the time that, well, he didn't hit me, but, you know, he does talk down to me. Well, that is a sign of that's domestic violence all day. And I always say mental abuse is the worst part of domestic violence because, you know, your scars are healed, your wounds, you know, they're healed, but that mental abuse to get someone out of your head, your mind, totally, that's very difficult to do. And it's hard. It is years and years later, you're still dealing with those issues.
So let's talk about kind of what the signs are or the characteristics of a batterer or someone who would potentially be someone that would be causing domestic violence, a batterer, basically, so that women maybe that are dating or what have you, or maybe in relationships, and they're like, this person has characteristics or tendencies, but I don't know, you know, what are some things that you could point out to them that would cue them to say this person is a batterer or they're going in that direction?
They're very controlling behavior. They're very jealous at the time. They blame others for their problems. If they grew up in a domestic violence home, if they threaten you with violence, use force, during arguments, whether it's just a slight push or sometimes, you know, as a kid growing up, we used to, you know, hit each other on the forehead like, duh, that kind of thing. And now now the abusers do that to their spouse or their significant other or whoever. So it's like that kind of pushing, slapping, any kind of physical abuse is, I mean, if they hit you once, you can count on that they're going to hit you again.
And so to do, you should do something. Should you, what should women do if that, after that first hit, if there's a, you know, that first altercation, what should they do?
First, they definitely should tell someone, a very close friend, a relative, whomever, and they definitely should get away from the person, but do it safely. You know, we always so quick to say, oh, they need to get out right now, and leaving is most likely their death sentence, because leaving is the hardest part to do, and that person is already controlled. Even if the first time their abuser is hitting them, normally something else has escalated to the point of when he started hitting them. It can be the mental, the verbal abuse first. That came first. Obviously, that came first. And then now it's escalated to the physical abuse. So it's always, you know, that part that you should definitely do is safely create a plan, even just the one time, but definitely get out. But I just encourage all women or men to do it in a safe environment. Don't just leave and don't just, you know, blow up,
right.
And, you know, just do it safely and plan your steps.
Plan your steps, plan your steps. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. We are talking here with Brooks J. Young. She's the founder of Touching Heart. Visit them online at touchingheart.org, touchingheart.org. This is October. This is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Touching Heart is an organization that supports women, has transitional housing, and is here to raise and lift the awareness around domestic violence. We want to raise the awareness around this. And so, Brooks, what are some of the myths that you maybe hear people say or hear people comment about, and you like shake your head like, okay, they are clueless? What are some of the myths that are out there about domestic violence?
A lot of the myths is that, you know, domestic violence is rare, and I think I covered that at the beginning, that that, you know, it's only helping to the people in poverty or living above less than middle class or whatever. It crosses everyone, every background. Like I said before, it can hit you, and it hits hard when it does. Another myth is that it's not a serious problem. Like, you know, breast cancer awareness is in the same month as domestic violence, and we see pink everywhere. It's very known, and it should be, as well as domestic violence awareness month. The media does not cover it. It's like it doesn't exist. Pastors does not preach it in the pulpit, and when you do bring it to your pastor, he just sweeps it under the rug and tell you that maybe you should become a better wife or whatever it is. So it's just, you know, people's perception of domestic violence is just like it is what it is, and, you know, it's just nothing. And I think that's my mission, is just to really raise awareness even more, because it's just swept under the rug. So a lot of that is myth.
Yeah, and it's often turned on. I think that's why there's the stigma, and people that may be experiencing it feel like they can't really say anything, because it's like, what did you do, or you should have saw this coming and got out, or why don't you just leave? Like, it's put on the victim versus, you know, the issue with the person that is the batterer. So big shout out to Faith, a believer that's in the chat room, who's posted a link to National Coalition Against Domestic Violence website in the chat room. So if you're hanging out there, so you can find a program near you that has offers shelter and legal support. So thank you very much, Faith, Faith, a believer that's in the chat room that posted that link. So as we talk about, you know, the different things that we may see, the behaviors, the myths, and you said already to get out safely in a way that you can get out, some of the questions that come up and some of the things that I've heard people say is, well, and actually this came from a reality TV show. I think it was Love and Hip Hop. And one of the young ladies on there had been in an abusive situation, but the gentleman was now remarried, and the current wife had never experienced any type of abuse or anything of the, and the friends that were associated with him hadn't experienced anything. Is it possible for someone to abuse one person but go into another relationship and they are not an abuser in that relationship? Is that possible?
It is possible. God, anything is possible. If he's changed his ways and he's truly, you know, sorry for his actions, whether he admit them or not, if he's choosing to, you know, not hit this wife or, you know, go through counseling or whatever he may or may have not done, it is possible for an abuser to, you know, change their life. That's with any of us, I believe. You know, if we made a mistake in the past, we're able to walk in the future with, you know, grace. So
right.
It is definitely possible for him to change his ways. And I think the bad part, and I did watch that, and I'm not a TV watcher, but I had to watch that, of course, because
right.
of violence. But it was as if, you know, the woman was attacked by other women. And I'm thinking
right.
whether she's telling the truth or not, a little support could have went a long way. And it was just an attack after an attack. And, you know, they glorify this man. And it's not to say that he did or didn't do. I wasn't present. I don't know. But it's just the way that the media turned it and flipped it and made it hurtful. And that's why a lot of women do not come out and share their story, because they feel as if that's going to happen to them. Who knows, you know, you can share your story and all of a sudden it's picked up by media, and then the abuser comes and he can be a senator or whomever, and, you know, they're glorified when he doesn't have those traits. And, well,
right.
What really concerned me with that issue was the wife actually wrote a book that I read, and she didn't recognize the signs with her own best friend, who ended up being killed by her abuser. So it, to me, it was kind of like, if you couldn't recognize the signs with your friend you see every single day, how can
right.
you not? How can you judge the person who's experiencing this and you didn't see the signs then? So that was my whole concern with the situation. But abuser, he could change. It's possible. That's there are forums, Men Against Domestic Violence, Men Against Rape, that, you know, help
yeah.
men turn their lives around. So it's definitely possible.
Interesting. Oh, listeners, we see you logging in. Hello, those that are hanging out in the chat room, those that are hanging out on the phone lines. Thank you so much for checking us out here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are excited to have you joining us, and we are chatting it up here with Brooks J. Young, the founder of Touching Heart. Go visit them online, touchingheart.org. They're based out of Atlanta, an organization that supports women that are suffering or have suffered with domestic violence. And guess what? Our sponsors are going to partner and support touchingheart.org as well. Our sponsors for the show today, Motives Cosmetics. You've heard about Motives Cosmetics from Lala if you listen to VH1. Her full court life. Well, Motives Cosmetics, the Richmond chapter, is partnering with us, and we want you to go to beautyinallshades.com. It's in the chat room, beautyinallshades.com. Purchase something from Motives, and they will give 10% of your purchase price as a donation to touchingheart.org. They don't even know Brooks. They just saw the promotion and went out and said, hey, we want to partner and support. So the key thing is that they have to know that you listen to the show. And what will happen is when you place an order, it'll say who referred you, put in their email. You need to put in my email, which is charvettem@AOL. And again, charvettem@AOL.com, so that they know that you listen to the show, and so that the 10% of your order can be a contribution to touchingheart.org. Big shout out there. All right, so among all of the things that you're doing, Brooks, you have a new book coming out. Tell us about it.
Yes, it is my memoir, and it's called Where God Took My Soul. It's basically me just sharing my experience overcoming sexual abuse as a child, homelessness as an adult, and also domestic violence, the mental side of domestic violence. And I am so blessed that it's finally coming out. And I'm actually, I wanted to release it this month. And then it was like, no, because so many things with Touching Heart came up. So I'm going to release it on my 32nd birthday, which is December 2nd. So it will be out. I'm planning a big celebration in Atlanta for this. So I am excited. This on tomorrow, you'll be able to pre-order it from my website, and then by Monday, it should be up on Amazon. So I'm very excited.
Oh, that is awesome, awesome. And so what is all of the contact information that you can provide so people can stay in contact with you?
My website is brooksjyoung.com. You can follow me on Twitter at brooksjyoung. You can follow me on Facebook at brooksjyoung, Instagram at brooksjyoung. Pretty much I'm brooksjyoung across the web. And you can follow Touching Heart on Instagram at touchingheartbb. And also Twitter at Touching Heart, and our website is touchingheart.org.
All right. Phenomenal, phenomenal. And Curvy Queen from Twitter is in the chat room. She's like, hey, Brooks. So, hey, Curvy Queen, thank you so much for being in the chat room and also retweeting the show. And all of our retweeters, thank you so much. Well, Brooks, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. We'll have to have you back to talk more specifically about your book release and your memoir, because you have much to share. And so we just want to salute you for raising the banner, raising the awareness all year long about domestic violence awareness. So you don't just jump on the bandwagon in October, but you're raising awareness all year long about this. And so we thank you and support you for that. And we trust that our listeners and our Facebook fans and our Twitter fans will purchase something from Modus Cosmetics in support of your organization, or they can make a direct donation to touchingheart.org right on your website. So we're excited that you stopped by the show to see us.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much to the sponsor, Moda Sponsor, for doing this, because I did not know them or anything.
Right.
They decided to do that. It's a blessing, and trust every dime, every single penny that comes in go directly to that channel. I do not receive a salary. I've never received a salary, and I have no intentions on receiving a salary from Touching Heart. It is my passion. It is my purpose, and I just do it just because God gave it to me. And that's it. And I love what I do to help other women stay safe. So I do
awesome.
Not receive salary. Everything is volunteer, all our volunteers. So it's just a volunteer organization.
Wonderful, wonderful. We definitely want to sow into that. So thank you so much again for stopping by the show.
Thank you so much, Arvette. Have a great evening.
Right. All right, thank you. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, my next guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. I hope she enjoyed some virtual spaghetti and virtual salad and all that's in the virtual green room. We have a very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with our second segment, which is an author spotlight. Oh, my goodness, Leslie Sherrod. She's written a new book, Losing Hope, and we're excited she's stopping by the show on her virtual book tour to talk to you about her new book. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Whether you're looking for luscious lips, radiant cheeks, or age-resistant skin, the professionals at BeautyInAllShades.com have just what you need. Their Motives Cosmetics line, featuring Motives for Lala, as seen on VH1, is right for all skin, no matter your color or tone. Simply visit BeautyInAllShades.com and find the perfect match for you. Wake up each morning and be flawless. No matter your style, be classic. With BeautyInAllShades.com, proud sponsor of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Influence you. See Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. right. Welcome back. Welcome back again. Excited to have in our author spotlight, a dynamic young lady who has a brand new book out. Yes, Losing Hope. Leslie J. Sherrard. She is hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Thank you and hello and welcome, Leslie, to the show.
Hi, Chavette. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Cannot complain.
Wonderful. Well, we're glad to be on your book tour, one of the stops on your tour. And so I know you are excited about your brand new book. So tell our listeners a little bit about how you started writing.
Oh, sure. I'm actually very excited about Losing Hope. This is my third novel and actually the beginning of a new series for me. I never thought I would write a series, but the idea came and the vision just grew, and so I'm really excited to be launching this. It's called Losing Hope, and it's about a social worker, because believe it or not, I'm a social worker. But I'm a social worker actually providing therapy to families and children. This social worker, her name is Sienna St. James, and I'm a big kind of like mystery suspense fan. And
yeah.
I had the idea of this social worker who keeps coming across things in her caseload that need to be solved, but at the same time, she still has some issues going on in her own life that she hasn't quite gotten a firm hold of. So
Physician, heal thyself, right?
Yeah, it's mystery, but a little bit more than that. It's also just delving into some issues that I think, you know, a lot of women would be able to relate to as well.
Outstanding. And so tell us about all of the main characters and how you'd kind of describe their personalities.
Okay. Well, as I stated, Sienna St. James is the main character. In this first book of the series, she has a client, Dayana Diamond, who is in foster care and claiming to have a sister. And there's no record of this client even having a sister. There's no record of if she exists, where is she? And for the most part, no one is really taking Diamond seriously. So Sienna kind of makes it her own personal mission to find out whether or not this little girl really, well, teenager really has a little sister. So that's one character. And at center of the book are the characters, I'm sorry, Dayana's foster parents. Something about them seems a little fishy, the Monroes. So, and then as far as Sienna herself, her own backstory is she has a husband that she has not seen in years and not really sure where he is. So there's a lot of different characters and subplots going on.
Ooh, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff going on.
That's the way
and
I like
so,
it.
Yes, yes, yes. And most readers, we like that too. And so we have to ask the question, since you are a social worker by trade, are any of the characters based on real-life people that you've met and encountered?
To be really honest with you, I try my best to avoid that because I don't want someone coming back saying, hey, that's me.
Uh-huh. And give me my cut of the million.
I think for anything, I try to, you know, I write fiction, but I do try to draw upon, I won't say necessarily my own experiences, but my own emotions and feelings and just some of the paths I've had to go down. You know, I really do try and draw from that versus just trying to take someone else's life story.
That makes good sense to me. That makes good sense to me. So what have people been saying that are waiting for the book to come out, or if you've had any early reads on anyone that's had a chance to read a sample yet?
Yes, one thing that I hear is that my story is seen as original. I think that a lot of times we see kind of the same plot lines, and me as a reader, one thing I don't like is predictability. And
right.
I also like originality. So as a writer, I always aim for that. I'm always trying to develop plot twists that you don't see coming. That's a theme that no matter which book you read of mine, I always try to have endings that just really have you guessing right until the end. And just the plot lines themselves, I really do try to seek original, unique plot lines.
Wonderful. And how did you come up with the title?
Well, let's just say that it really ties to the story in terms of some of the characters. And also, although it is meant to be a lighter read than, say, my last novel, the theme of hope is important. Sienna St. James is at a point in her life where her day-to-day has just become routine. She's looking back at her past. She's looking back at some decisions she's made. She's looking back at her relationships and realizing that she's reached a point in her life where she had kind of given up hope for some of her own dreams. So although the book is called Losing Hope, the theme of the book is really more about finding hope.
And don't we, you know, don't you see that people really need hope? Like if you are hopeless without hope, that's a bad place to be in. Would you agree?
I 100% agree. And my work as a therapist, one thing that I've seen is key to anyone that I've worked with is having a sense of hope. You could be in the worst situation ever, but if you have some hope, that can go a long way. And as a writer, as a therapist, as a wife, a mom, you know, all the different roles I play, one thing I do seek is to try to help inspire people to try and offer a sense of hope, because something my mom said when I was younger and it stayed with me, as long as there is life, there is hope. And
yes,
that is one of the messages that, you know, I hope that readers get is that, you know, as it may be rough, you might be facing some really significant challenges, but when you wake up in the morning, it's a new day, it's a new chance, it's a new opportunity and new hope right there. And if you could just hold on to that a little bit longer, you just don't know how things could turn around.
All right. Well said. Well said. Well, we definitely want to see what Sienna St. James has to do and what she's going to end up doing throughout this book. Big shout out to your publishers and all of that. I am telling you what, the cover looks good. The cover is well done. And so aspiring authors, tip there, book covers sell books. So make sure you get a good, a good book cover done. But you are in the classification of urban Christian writing. And so how important do you think it is to provide stories that are believable, that are modern day, but yet have the faith twist, the faith embedded in the story?
Oh, I think it's very important. When I think about just even in the New Testament, when Jesus spoke, a lot of times he used parables, and that tells me something. That tells me that on some level, we relate to messages sometimes more when we can see characters, when we can see plots. Sometimes you have to step outside of your situation and kind of see what someone else is going through. And for me, again, as a reader, I like to read stories that really build my spirit, that encourage me. I'm actually more of a fiction reader than I am a nonfiction. I guess something about having a plot line and characters is just a way that I learned lessons. So that is something, you know, just from the get-go. When I started my first novel, I had never even heard of the genre of Christian fiction. I just began writing a story, and you write out of what you know. You write out of who you are. And for me, my faith has really been a huge part of my life. I mean, it's really the reason why I keep going, and regardless of what challenges come up, that has been a key foundation for me. So I think it just naturally comes out as I write.
Wow. And so your first book, Like Sheep Gone Astray, and then A Secret Place, and now Losing Hope. Have you seen, like, a dramatic transition or growth in your writing throughout those three different books?
Oh, I would definitely say, Like Sheep Gone Astray, when I started that, I had no idea I was actually writing a novel. I just was kind of writing for fun. I had an idea of a story. And then about halfway through, it became real to me that, you know, this really could actually be a book. And at the point that Secret Place came out, I had one novel under my belt, and I really turned to issues that I was very passionate about with Secret Place, that deals with an issue we don't talk about too much, especially in the Black community and the church community, and that's mental illness. And so with Secret Place, I was able to go down a completely different path. And it encouraged me to kind of approach my writing differently as well. And then after such a heavy story as Secret Place, because it is a little dark and heavy, but still with some hope, I had to get back to something a little bit lighter, and that would be Losing Hope. But although it's lighter as compared to Secret Place, I do hope that the message is still one that really rings with people as well.
Wonderful. And listeners, please go to LeslieJSherrod.com. You can find out information. And she's on Amazon as well. So Amazon.com/author/LeslieJSherrod. I put the Amazon link on my Facebook there. But again, LeslieJSherrod.com will give you what you need. And is that where you want people to push people to purchase your book, Losing Hope?
You know, honestly, you can purchase the book wherever you can find it. I do know that some Walmarts are carrying it. It's been seen at some Sam's Clubs, Barnes & Noble. So it's out there. And, you know, again, I do also have it available on my website as well.
Awesome. Everywhere books are sold. That's what I'm talking about right there. Your Kindle, your Nook, all that good stuff. And I love your book trailer. So let's talk about that. That's like one of the up and common things that people are really doing. So let's talk about your book trailer and how people can go find it.
Well, I really have to give a big shout out to Tyora Moody of Ty Webb and Creations. She
yes.
helped me create that book trailer. And also I need to get a shout out to my husband because he actually designed the cover of my book. You mentioned something about that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
He is a graphic designer by night. He has a day job, but he is such a gifted artist. And I am so excited about my book, just the fact that he was able to put that cover together. I really think it ties well to the story as well.
Oh,
and
good
as far
job.
As the trailer, you can actually find a link to it on YouTube. You can search for Losing Hope by Leslie J. Sherrod, and it will show up.
All right, there you go, listeners. And so when will the next part of the series be out?
Hopefully sometime next year. I'm in the process of writing book number 2. And so that should hopefully be out sometime next year to keep the series moving.
All right, to keep things moving. Well, I'm telling you what, I'm excited again that you have the opportunity to stop by on your virtual book tour and blog tour about Losing Hope and stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show to share with our listeners. How can people get on your mailing list and contact you on Twitter and Facebook?
I am on Facebook and on Twitter under Leslie J. Sherrod. You can definitely contact me there. My website also has a link to my mailing list, but you can definitely find me online. I also have a link on goodreads.com, and I think those are the main ways that you can find me online.
All right. And the last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
My family. I'm the mother of 3 beautiful children, and to be honest with you, I began writing my first book after the birth of my first child. It's something about being a mother and knowing that you're held accountable for them, and for me, it's important for me to lead by example, to show them that you can pursue your dreams, that you can make time to do what you know you're supposed to do, that you have a purpose. So every day that I look at my children, that is what motivates me to keep going, to keep being faithful to the call that I know God has put in my life as a writer for Him. That right there really is a huge part of who I am.
Oh, isn't that awesome? And you got to make sure they listen to this so they can hear Mom talking about them. Well, we certainly wish you a much more continued success. And listeners, we want you to purchase Losing Hope everywhere books are sold. And check out Leslie J. Sherrod on all of your Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And so, Leslie, again, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great evening.
All right, you too. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. We're going to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with our third segment and our second author spotlight. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Whether you're looking for luscious lips, radiant cheeks, or age-resistant skin, the professionals at BeautyInAllShades.com have just what you need. Their Motives Cosmetics line, featuring Motives for Lala, as seen on VH1, is right for all skin, no matter your color or tone. Simply visit beautyinallshades.com and find the perfect match for you. Wake up each morning and be flawless. No matter your style, be classic with beautyinallshades.com. Proud sponsor of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back, listeners. We are glad to have you check us out here every single Tuesday. Big shout out to recent listeners that are tuning in, of course, from Richmond, Virginia, from Cartersville, Georgia. Hello. Sacramento, California, hello. Oh, my goodness, might say this wrong, Weiblenburg, Germany, hello. Seattle, Washington, hello. Clinton Township, Michigan, hello. Parksville, Maryland, Suffolk, Virginia, and the list goes on. Thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we are excited again for our sponsors for this show, Motives Cosmetics. Big shout out to Julie in Richmond. Again, as I mentioned earlier, they are going to contribute 10% of listeners' sales for this whole entire week. They will give 10% of what you purchase on beautyinallshades.com. Beautyinallshades.com. They'll give 10% of purchases to support domestic violence awareness, and they will give that to touchingheart.org. Touching Heart, again, was mentioned in the first segment with Brooks J. Young. So go to beautyinallshades.com, and then when you make your purchase, the way they'll know you are a listener is they will ask you for an email, and you just want to put my email in, charvettem@AOL.com. And again, if you forget this, you can go to charvette.com. We'll have all the information there for you. But the promotion kicks off now, and it goes through next Tuesday at midnight. 10% of your purchases on beautyinallshades.com will go to help support touchingheart.org, which is an organization that supports women that have suffered domestic violence. And again, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. All right, so we're going into our next and final segment. We have an author spotlight. Again, we are excited to have Michelle Robinson, who is the author of Right Before My Eyes. I'm telling you what, it's a juicy book, and I'm bringing her on the air right now, and I'm welcoming her right now. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, Charvette. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, congratulations on your book, Right Before My Eyes. Did it feel like birthing a baby?
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited. And, yes, it did feel like it fell out the womb on August 6th, 2012.
Wow. And so it's hot off the press because it's been – when was the release date?
The release date was August 6th this year, 2012. So we are all excited about it. Everyone here in the Bay Area is reading it, and it's getting all over the nation. I just sent some books out towards New Jersey, New York area, North Carolina. I have fans in Texas, Atlanta. So we're getting out, getting the word out.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. And so right before my eyes, so let's talk a little bit about how you started writing.
So how I started writing, period. I started writing poetry in junior high school, which was many moons ago. So I just continued with that gift after my poetry class in junior high. And just writing in journals and just creative by nature. I'm a hairstylist by trade, so just creative across the board. So just series of things going on in life. And what brought me to the book was, believe it or not, two people, actually a client and a good friend of mine, told me on the same day, "Michelle, you need to write a book." That's exactly what they both said. So I was like, what? Write a book? Really? So I played with the idea, and I said, why not? So one day I just sat at the computer, and I typed up three chapters, stopped, printed them out, brought them to the salon, and, you know, let my clients read them, and they loved the story. So I just kept going.
And you just kept, and then a book pops up.
A book pops out.
That's a lesson. That's a lesson for aspiring authors that may be listening, or people that think that I should probably write a book. Is just to keep going, just to start.
I've talked to so many people. Every day, someone tells me, "Well, this is going to inspire me to write my book," or "I was thinking about writing," or "I was going to write a book," or I'm like, we all have a book dwelling inside of us, don't we?
Yes.
So my thing is, you either going to tell it or you're not. It's up to you.
It's up to you. You're going to tell it or you're not. One of our chatters said, wow, that's simple. That's awesome.
It is so, that simple.
What have you learned in the process, like in being in this writing game? Like what's something that you have learned?
I've been sucking it all, just soaking it all in. I adapted a mentor to, you know, two other my friends who wrote books. So I was just constantly on their cases. And so I took a few seminars, and just as I went, I just went, you know, it was time to get a publishing company, so I did the research, found one. Then it was like, okay, now you need to get an editor. Okay, found one. That didn't work out. Found another one. That kind of didn't work out. You know, you just take it step by step. Okay, what's next? And then you do it. And it's done. See, it's not
so
hard.
So you ended up on the third editor that worked out for you.
Well, I consider myself being the third editor.
Okay.
I went through two, and the second one, you know, he had an issue with spelling. So, okay, you can conjugate verbs and nouns and adverbs and put the sentence together, but you can't spell. So, okay. So it was a team effort. So I still haven't gotten that part of the game locked down yet. I have two other prospects for the next book. However, yeah, that was like a rough experience. It discouraged me many of nights. I cried many of nights. I cussed many of nights. But I was just, you know, I have to see this through. I started it, so it has to be done. I have to see this through. Especially, remember, I told a few clients at work. So remember, they remember. So they're like the cheerleaders. So they're like, so how's the book coming? So, you know, you can't say, oh, I'm not doing it.
Oh, yeah, they kept you honest. They kept you honest.
You don't want to be chastised like a little 3-year-old, so I had to get to the finish line. And, boy, I have learned this journey has been something else. Now, I have accomplished many things in my life, but this just takes the cake.
So you probably feel like you can accomplish anything.
I feel like I can run for the president of the world.
But we're not even going to stop at the President of the United States, the President
the world,
of the world.
Girl, I mean, this was a pure test. This is a testimony that you don't have to know anything about what it is you want to get done to get it done. You know, it is just, I am just like, most of my accomplishments have come after training, right? You go to school, you get a degree. You go to trade school, you get a diploma. You're learning. They prep you. You get the lessons, and then you take the test and you pass. But this book right before my eyes, I had no idea what I was doing.
Like,
And still don't know what I'm doing, but I'm excited, getting it done, and it's doing good. And everyone is so excited about it.
So tell our listeners, what's the gist of the book, kind of a synopsis of the book in your own words?
The gist and the synopsis. Oh, how can I do this in a short matter of time? So you have these set of twins, girls. They're in their mid-30s, and they're living life. You know, the main character, her name is Journey. She has the spectrum of the four friends, you know, and everyone's living their lives, trying to raise kids and find love and make it in their career and get to where they want, to where they, the definition of their happiness, you know.
Right.
And pitfalls of life, and things don't go your way, and you have to get through these things that you didn't expect. And so you have the gist of these two twins. They have two separate lives, two totally different lifestyles. And the other twin, her name is Jordan. She owns her own hair salon. You know, they're based out of Oakland, California, so in the Bay Area. So if you're familiar with that area or not, you will enjoy the city landmarks that are in the book. And so her business is exposed on Facebook, and so she has to deal with her friends and family accepting her. And it just goes through life. They have parents. They're from a middle-class family, so they have parents who are all in their business, you know, and then they have these friends and lovers, and they're, you know, everyone's trying to find happiness, you know. So there's plenty of twists and turns, and, you know, someone has a baby, someone gets married, and some other stuff happens. There's a lot of twists.
Oh.
And everyone's just moving through life, ups and downs, and it's very entertaining. You're going to laugh a lot. You're going to cry, and you're going to just praise God and say amen, and you're just going to enjoy the book.
Wow. It's going to take you on a ride, it sounds like.
It's going to take you on a ride. And you're going to love it because it's a present tense novel, so, you know, you got the music. It's impact with music. Every chapter is titled after a song. So the music plays a big part of the stories, and it tells the story. And you're just gonna get captivated. It's spirit filled, so just be prepared for a lesson learned, and you're just gonna fall in love with the characters.
Oh, right, I love it. I love your energy around
this
too.
It's a fast read too. This book I've tested on non-readers. A non-reader male in his 40s. He read the book. It took him about 2 weeks because he doesn't read, but he enjoyed it. Now an avid reader, if you have time, you'll get through the book in a day. And if you're busy, you'll get through it in 2 days, tops. I guarantee you. It won't take much time.
Listeners, I'm telling you what, you need to pick up Right Before My Eyes. Again, Right Before My Eyes. Available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, you know, different places it's available. You want to pick it up. You want to check it out. Michelle Robinson, the author. And I'm telling you what, how have you been able to juggle your day life and writing a book and promoting a book and all that good stuff?
You got to get up, start with some prayer, then exercise. You know, you have to manage your life. You cannot let life manage you. You have to manage your life. So as I was writing the book, when I started, I had the regular 5-day work week, 2 days off, and I could not find the time. As I grew into this book and it got great, you know, I need the hours, because you know how sometimes you write, you might get 3 hours in, you might get 20 hours in. So I had to take a day off from work. So I work 4 days a week now. And so I dedicated Tuesdays to write, and that just allowed my creative energy to just flow, you know. So you just have to manage yourself.
Manage your life and don't let life manage you. I think that's a good quote from today's show. Manage your life and don't let life manage you. One of our tweeters said, so when can we expect part two of Right Before Our Eyes?
I am writing part two right now, so I'm so excited because I believe that part two is going to be better than part one. I'm going to get it out spring of 2013. That's the goal.
All right. Mm-hmm. There you have it. How can listeners connect with you, like on Facebook and Twitter?
Well, the best way, go to my website, www.michellerobinsonauthor.com. You'll see the link to follow me on Facebook, Twitter. You can contact me on my website, and I will respond back. Just as simple as that.
All right. And one of the tweeters said, do you anticipate this being a series?
I do, and I'm actually I have a few screenwriters in my circle, so we're talking about getting a production together pretty soon, and hopefully it'll come to a theater near you. How about that?
I love it. It'll be right before my eyes.
It has to be a series because there's so many characters, and they all have great stories, and you're gonna fall in love with them on the first two or three pages. So you know when you get to know them, you're gonna want more. And if you want more, I'll give you more. It's just that simple.
So what kind of opportunities have opened up for you since releasing your book in August?
So I have my book signing is this Sunday. If anyone's in San Leandro, California area, you can come on down to the Linen Life Gallery at 770 East 14th Street at 4:00. Have that going on. I've actually been invited to 4 book club meetings for next year. I actually am in the works of selling my books at concerts, at jazz concerts we have in the Bay Area. So I'm looking forward to that. But right now I'm just selling them from my salon, out the trunk, on the internet, and just trying to get this book moving around town. Which is doing pretty good. So
yeah.
That's what's going on now, and it's only been this is the second month. So I'm open for whatever and excited and just going to say yes to everything that comes
All
my
All right. Well, listeners, we want you to check out Right Before My Eyes again. You can find out more at MichelleRobinsonAuthor.com. Again, MichelleRobinsonAuthor.com on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff you can find out about her. So you want to pick up Right Before My Eyes so you can find out what happens to Journey and Jordan and Derek and Chelsea and Naja and Kalina.
Yes.
You want to find everything out. And so my last question is, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues
Correct.
To motivate you?
What motivates me? Life motivates me. Here in California, life is so fast-paced and everything's moving, and I think I'm in a position to be around a great group of people, either if I'm with my friends, family, or at the salon. So you just gravitate to your environment, and, you know, you just have to have your goals. And one of my things is when I dream something, I believe God told me to do that. So when I wake up, I get up and get going on it. So that's just the inspiration. You get it from the higher being, God, and my surroundings. So life is definitely a great motivator.
Well, we applaud you, and again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
For your book and all of your endeavors. And again, I love your energy just around it and being excited about it.
Yeah, I am excited because it's exciting, and just the feedback I've been getting just warms my heart.
If you do purchase
the book, please go on Amazon and write a review. I would love to hear from you, and I will read it. And, as you know, I'm here to motivate and inspire, and I'll look for inspiration myself.
Phenomenal. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for stopping by the show. And, again, we wish you much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. We wish you much continued success.
And I'll be back next year for part 2.
Oh, well, we'll have you back. We will have you back.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. All right, listeners, again, I'm telling you what, check out all of the books, all of the works that are being featured today on the show. We started at the top of the hour out talking about a Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Brooks J. Young, so check her out, touchingheart.com.org. Check her out everywhere books are sold. Check her out. Keep your eye on her because she has a book coming out, so you want to keep your eye on that. And, of course, domestic violence awareness. We want to keep that raised and remove the cover up so that women feel like they can come forward and they can talk about it and they're not by themselves and they are not alone about it. And then we went into our second segment with author Leslie Sherrod, Losing Hope. So check her out and find out what's going on in her world. And purchase her book, you know, be a supporter. And then Michelle Robinson, check out her book. And so I'm excited. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we are here to provide you with information and then also entertainment. But again, our goal is to motivate, excite, and influence. We hope something that's said or done does that. Listen, we will be in Washington, D.C. This coming Saturday with ECMA, the awards gala concert. We're excited because we were one of the media coaches for all of the gospel artists that are coming up through this ECMA, and Mr. Henry Harris, a big shout out to him, will be in D.C. on Saturday with that awards gala for that. Again, shout out to Motives Cosmetics. They are the sponsors, and they are excited to partner and provide donations of 10% of all sales from our listeners. So hear me clearly, from the listeners, 10% of sales from listeners today until next Tuesday at midnight. They will give 10% of the sales to Touching Heart in support of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Two steps you take. Number one, go to the website, which is www.beautyinallshades.com. Again, that's www.beautyinallshades.com. And then when you make a purchase, the way that they will know that it's associated with the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is you have to put in an email. It'll say who referred you to the site, what email referred you to the site, and you want to put in my email, which is charvettem@AOL.com. So my first name, my last initial at AOL.com, charvettem@AOL.com. And for this whole entire week up until next Tuesday at midnight, they will give 10% of the purchase price of the things that you purchase. The listeners, they'll make a donation to Touching Heart. I think that's awesome. They just offered to do that. We didn't even ask them. They reached out and said, hey, we want to be a support. So big shout out, support them, both of them, all of our guests and all that good stuff. So next week's show is going to be good, so you want to make sure you are tuning in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we bring you phenomenal shows and outstanding guests. And we thank you so much, and check us out at charvette.com for all of your past shows. I'll see you next week.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.